Today is National CD Day. For those of you who remember going to the music store, buying a compact disc from your favorite artist, and it was in long box packaging so stores could file them in the same bins as the albums. And then you had to use your fingernail to open the plastic wrap to get to the CD, and then peel off the sticky label tape to get to the disc, only to pry it from the plastic sprocket in the middle, load it into your compact disc player, only to find out that there were only one or two good songs on the entire disc. So enjoy your automatic downloads without cool booklets and artist photos, lyrics, and production notes, and celebrate National CD Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
First rule of Hair Club, do not talk about Hair Club.
Today is National Hair Day.
Short hair or long hair.
Your hair is,
Your hair is...
Your hair is amazing.
Your hair is adorable.
It grows hair. Long, straight, beautiful hair.
Happy National Hair Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and feature channel on the Alexa, Bill?
It's so simple.
Is it really?
It is.
Is it? Okay,
it's
yeah.
As easy as can be.
Well, you just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And you can find the podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast, and
Hello!
She will. You can watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, so I'm rushing the show open because
we have so much to talk about.
We really, really do. We've got tons and tons and tons to talk about.
We do.
So yesterday, I was regging.
And I don't know what that means.
Okay. Regging is a term from 30 Rock. And it was a day, and I don't know. Maybe it's a term outside of 30 Rock. I'm not exactly sure. But regging is a day where you make all the right decisions. Every single thing you do is exactly 100% correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So
and you did this yesterday?
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. I was so incredibly busy yesterday.
Wow.
First off, we had the show, right?
Yeah.
And did the show, got that done flawlessly, and then did post-production. That was flawless again. And then I had had my marketing meeting with Renee. That was flawless. And I had to move some things around because we had not yet recorded a test drive interview from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Okay.
So I moved my finance meeting to later so that I could skip on out to CMA and record a test drive interview.
Excellent.
In a brand new Honda Civic. It's the fastest one. I'm blanking on it right now. Here, like this.
Is it an electric?
No. It's definitely petrol. Honda Civic. Type R sports car. Look at this thing. It was the white one, right here. This was.
Yeah.
I have to show this up on the screen real quick.
Yeah.
Because this is literally the one that we did. It was white with the red trim. It was very Go Speed Racer. We called it the Mach 5 or the Mark 5. What was
Mach?
Yeah,
the,
Mach 5.
The old Mustang Mach.
Yeah.
2, well, Mach 4, Mach 5.
But in a Speed Racer, what was the car?
Oh.
What was the car in Speed?
I don't remember what it's called.
Racer. I think it was the Mach 5.
Mach 5. Perfect.
See, because here is the Mach 5. And we'll share this up on the screen. Get away, cookies! I don't want your cookies. All right, so here
I'd take a couple crackers.
There's crackers out in the green room.
They're probably
so. There's the Mach 5. Okay, so you can see where I would say, oh, this Honda, you know, Type R.
I used
R
to love Speed Racer.
Oh, me too. And Chim Chim, the monkey.
Yeah.
So anyway. So we did that. And then I had to zippy on back to the office because I was meeting with the folks from the free clinic who had backed the meeting up by 15 minutes.
Were you driving your Mach negative one back to the office?
Yes, I was driving. Well, that's another a whole other thing.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
But I
don't want you to digress. You're on a roll.
No, but up until that point, I was regging flawlessly.
Yeah.
Which
is redundant, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So got back to the office, was right on time, did my meeting, then was early, did my finance meeting, and then had plenty of time to go get the kiddo.
Did you have a board of directors meeting, too?
No, I did not have that.
Okay, all right.
This is a board of one.
I know.
So then went and got the kiddo. So that's where it could have gone sideways. Yeah. Because the Ford that I have, the Ford that I'm driving,
the Mach negative one.
Yeah, the Mach negative one. It's a ZX3 with a 2-liter twin turbo. Dual overhead cam, 16 valve.
What?
Yes, this thing has a racing suspension.
The little green car?
Yes, the little green car.
I didn't know this.
Exactly. What? Nobody knows. It's a sleeper car.
That's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It is. It is. And I was so proud of this. And then yesterday, after picking up the kiddo, it wouldn't hold idle. It's old, you know. I like old tinker cars,
yeah.
And it's old, and it wouldn't hold an idle unless I kept the RPMs up,
yeah,
which I did, and had to make my way over from her school all the way to the house through traffic, through red lights, and anytime I would have to stop, it would shut off.
Wow.
And then I still consider that regging because I did not have to call a tow truck. I got the vehicle from her school to our house through traffic, through busy traffic, and I managed to get it home without having to call a tow truck or anyone to pick us up or anything like that. So I still was regging.
You still regged?
I regged all over that thing. Regging, the term, is there was a 24-hour period where Ronald Reagan did everything right, and some say his entire presidency. So the term is, if you can do everything, make all the right decisions in a 24-hour time span,
you're Reagan.
You're Reagan-ing. And so, well, Nancy, I Reagan'd all over you. So yeah. So that was my day yesterday of regging. Now this morning, I figured, okay,
you started Nixoning.
Well, here, wait. I gotta adjust your level down just like. Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull back the gain.
Just gonna mute me.
No, I'm just gonna pull back.
So
the
you
gain
started Nixoning after regging.
Yeah. So this morning. I figured, all right, I'm gonna, after consulting Tab's dad and where the car came from.
Yeah.
I'm gonna consult him on this technical issue, and he informed me after informing me that, oh yeah, you get that fixed at this car, you can drive it down to Danville and drive it down to Farmville and you can drive it anywhere. Okay, so then he informs us, oh yeah, it does that every once in a while, but it should run fine tomorrow.
What?
Exactly. Exactly.
So it just has a bad day occasionally? It just Nixons on you occasionally, and then it Reagans again?
It Nixons all over the place.
Wow.
So, all right. So
I don't know why.
I am not.
Not a crook.
I will not start.
I am not a car.
Yeah. So today, I get in, and I fire it up, and I'm like, boom, boom, and it's like this. Yeah. So I am going to drive it over to the garage where we get our cars fixed, and I'm going to have them deal with it.
Tinker with
Take
it.
Care of it.
Yeah,
just
good.
Fix it once and for all, because I know I know that Tab's dad, he didn't drive it all that often, and he just puttered around with it,
yeah.
And if it didn't work, it didn't work. You know, and he dealt with it.
It's probably something fairly simple, maybe timing belt or something like that.
I was doing some research last night, and it might be a vacuum issue, and that's he had been having a problem with some of the vacuum tube issues in it. So we'll get it taken care of.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
So that's that.
Yeah.
What else were we going to talk
about? We were going to talk about what a cool event Saturday night was.
Yes.
And Full Moon Fever.
Full Moon Fever. Man, oh man. What an event. If you missed that event at Three Roads,
you should be spanked.
You should be. We'll spank you anyway.
They were great.
Or spank yourself.
They were great.
Yeah. Full Moon Fever was incredible. They were just a tremendous band. And great crowd. Really, really nice event.
Good
out of
crowd.
Three Roads. What was your take on the individual band members?
My take on the individual
band?
Yeah. Well, I thought the lead guitarist did a fairly credible impression of Mike Campbell. Now, Mike Campbell is pretty much a guitar god to me, but this guy was good. This guy was good. He replicated
really
good. A lot of good licks. The lead guy played some great leads, you know, even though he was mostly on rhythm.
Yeah.
I just thought the whole thing was a keyboardist.
Yeah.
Was spot on. You know, he was no Ben Montench, but he was he was good. I mean, the lead guy's vocals, he had that whole Tom Petty thing going on where it really sounded like Tom.
Yeah.
And I just love all those songs. I'm a huge Tom Petty geek.
I do too. Most people do. So hopefully we can get those guys back.
Yeah, I hope so.
For next year. And hopefully we can do the 51st annual Virginia 10 miler.
Well, I know Jeff was really excited about everything.
Well,
and he's generally a grumpy puss, but he was really happy with the way everything went.
Well, what I will say about that particular event is everything, and I mean everything, went off flawlessly. We regged on that. It went off flawlessly out at Three Roads. Everything was on time. Everything was on time.
Okay.
We're not going to complain about that one thing.
All right.
Okay. I'm talking about technical.
I'm not going to rain on your little parade.
Thank
here.
You. The sound guys were set up and sound checked and done on time.
They were done with that 45 minutes early.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on it.
The light guy was set up and flawless. We started with some opening remarks, and then the band started exactly at 6 p.m., at least the opening act.
Yeah,
there was music that started at 6 p.m., and on the dot. And how rare is it that in a live music performance that you actually get the band that will actually start on time? I don't even think they can pull that off at the Academy Center of the
Arts.
I'll
answer that. Exceedingly rare.
Right. At big concerts, wherever, in all these stadiums and stuff, they never start on time. Okay, and then you've got the extreme of them starting 2.5 hours later, which is unacceptable, totally unacceptable.
Oh yeah, people would have left.
Yeah, totally unacceptable.
No, it was a great night.
But these guys, we were ready to go, and everything started at 6 p.m. exactly on the dot. So big thanks to all the folks that made that happen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And
I will say, I continually pumped it up at the race.
Well, thank you.
I announced it several times that we're having an after party and they should come because we had full moon fever. Anyway,
nice.
Yeah, well, so I'm patting myself on the back.
And thank you so much. I want to apologize because you went and got me a beer.
I did do that.
But I was in full-on event mode.
Oh, I know.
And I had my full-on event dick blinders on, okay? And then you brought me the beer, and I took it out of your hand.
And I just stared at you.
And I didn't say a word. I didn't say thank you. I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Until you beer shamed me.
I did. I beer shamed you. I gave you the hairy eyeball, and then I said, "You're welcome."
And that's, you know, I rarely ever hear. I hear that from, but I don't. Yeah. I rarely ever hear that from you. And I'm like, oh yeah, crap. Oh God, thank you. I have my event dick blinders on.
Yeah, you did. But I know you, and it was fun.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So we had a great time.
It gave me an opportunity to give you a hard time and be funny.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We have the folks from Puzzled Events. They do a car show and a big, big event that's coming up. We're going to talk with them, with Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg.
That's awesome.
The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We'll talk with them in a little bit. Plus, have you heard about this? I don't think I have the sound effect queued up. I need. Which one can I get rid of? I rarely use this one.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I rarely use that one, but I don't want to forget about it. So that's why I kept it.
Why are you getting rid of stuff?
Well,
you run out of room?
Yeah, because I need this. For effect.
Okay.
All right. So here, let's save it. Replace. Okay. All right.
So it's been a may I jog subjects.
Sure.
It's been a sad week. We lost Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
And somewhat less sad, Pete Rose.
Yeah. When I think we'll talk about that. I think we might have some tributes in Audio Vault.
Oh, I hope so.
So TikTok's Scream Chicken Game has people squawking at their phone. All right, they've just added a side-scrolling game called Scream Chicken, where you you control the character by squawking at your phone. Okay, so we've got that. We'll tell you about that game, plus our top list today, top other things we scream into our phones.
Ah, beautiful.
not just this sound. Top other things we scream into our phones. Yeah, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Love your Tesla, but hate Elon Musk more? Come on down to Best Buy Back and we'll take it off your hands. At Best Buy Back, we offer top dollar for products you no longer want to be seen in public with. It's not just Teslas. We'll also take Adidas sneakers.
Best Buy Back gave me $20 for my Yeezys. Sweet.
And even baby oil.
75 cents a bottle? Totally worth it. So people don't think I'm on my way to a freak off at Diddy's.
Be sure to check out Best Buy Back's buyback program, where you buy back a buyback we bought back because the buyback's no longer a buyback.
Like my Johnny Depp concert t-shirt?
Give it time. He's not out of the woods just yet. Best Buy Back. For when someone acts a fool and their stuff's no longer cool.
Yeah, that's true. The Mike Show. Hi, gang. I'm so happy you could join us on this dreary Tuesday. All right. So I'm not on the TikTok, but there's so many things and so many people talking about these things and these challenges and stuff like that. And now they have games. Have you tried this yet? Anyway, TikTok added a video game called Scream Chicken. I think we have. Do we have a sound effect for this? Scream. Yeah, Scream Chicken. And you control the game with your voice. It's a side-scrolling game like Super Mario, but instead of pressing buttons, you have to squawk like a chicken. Yeah. To make it jump, or a soft cluck makes it walk. The videos people are posting are fun because it films you the whole time. The ones of couples doing it together are fun too, I guess. To get it on your phone, you got to open up your TikTok. You got to press the plus button at the bottom, then hit the filters button, and then type in Scream Chicken into the search bar. So there's a free... do we have a video? Can we watch this? I don't think we can watch that. It won't do the clicker. Well, anyway. So we have some audio on it, though. Here, listen.
Can you just talk slow? Bok, bok, bok. Bok, bok,
bok, bok. But he fell in the water.
Bok, 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 bok. Bok, 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 bok.
Okay, so again, yeah, there you go. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Because when you're playing this game, you see, people are screaming into their phones like chickens. So yeah, TikTok can actually be dumber than anything here, or maybe not. Fortunately, we won't cause a scene while you play, since we're used to witnessing people shrieking on their phones, and they usually say stuff from today's list, so it could actually be dumber. Anyway, that brings us to our top list today. Top other things we scream into our phones. Okay, here we go. Number one. That whole thing could have been, let's do a take two on this segment, okay? So, with that, this new TikTok game where players scream into their phones like chickens. So, yeah, TikTok can actually be dumber. Fortunately, you won't cause a scene while you play, since we're used to witnessing people shriek into their phones, and they usually say stuff from today's top list. It's our top list today. Top other things we scream into our phones. See, that made so much more sense. All right, here we go. Number one. I'm not going to do the chicken scream every time. Top other things we scream into our phone. No, I will not hold. Am I the fifth caller? Oh, yeah. Well, I quit. Top other things we scream into our phones. We need an ambulance at the pickleball court. Can you hear me now? Top other things we scream into our phone. I've fallen and I can't get up. Top other things we scream into our phone is our top list today. I said, I love you, Grandma. And top other things we scream into our phones. A Haitian just ate my cat. There we go. The Mike Show, sorry. Coming up, we have news. And we have not headline news. We're going to share that. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
This is not headline news. The vice presidential debate is being held tonight in the same studio once used by Captain Kangaroo, which is appropriate since Tim Walz looks like someone who hosts a kid show with puppets. And J.D. Vance might turn it into an excuse to accuse Haitians of eating kangaroos. Diddy's people say he has a positive attitude. Yes, he always looks at the bottle of baby oil as half full. According to a new study, car thieves are far less likely to steal electric vehicles. Turns out even criminals don't want to be seen in a Cybertruck. And Zach Galifianakis turns 55 today. 55 also being the number of vowels in his name. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. Dreary, dismal, moist day. Right. Let's talk about movies. And in fact, some bizarre movie facts. BuzzFeed put together a list, and they sound fake, but they are 100%, 100% true. Whether you think the that assessment is a little overdramatic or not, they are interesting. So anyway, here are the top 10. Should we do it from the bottom up? That's the way I like to do it. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do it from the bottom up. Number 10. Steven Spielberg refused to be paid for the movie Schindler's List because he thought it would be like collecting blood money. Number 9 on the list, Michael Caine was adamant about playing Scrooge 100% straight in The Muppets Christmas Carol. He said, quote, "I'm going to play Scrooge as if it's an utterly dramatic role and that there are no puppets around me." Okay. In Home Alone, the picture of Buzz's girlfriend, you know, the big mean brother, the picture of Buzz's girlfriend was actually a crew member's son in a wig. Since she, the girlfriend, was supposed to be funny looking, they decided it would be cruel if they used an actual girl. Here, let's skip past that. There we go. Thank you. In Candyman, actor Tony Todd had to have, get this, real bees in his mouth.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yes, the bees.
Not the bees!
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
I wonder if Nick Cage had real bees.
Yeah.
Anyway, now Tony Todd wore a mouth guard, but he still got stung 27 times. Yikes. Chris Farley was originally cast to play Shrek, and he recorded about 85% of his lines before he died. That's when Mike Myers took over. He asked for a complete rewrite because he didn't want to do the Chris Farley version of the script. And here, I'm going to play that, and you'll hear why.
Man, there's nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
All right, so, yeah, I couldn't even imagine. And I love Chris Farley, but I couldn't even imagine Shrek played by anybody else than Mike Myers with the fake Scottish accent. Anyway, and this is number 5 on the list. This is our top 10 bizarre movie facts that sound fake but are 100% true. Leonardo DiCaprio could have played the character Max in the movie Hocus Pocus, but he backed out. He was up for the parts in This Boy's Life and What's Eating Gilbert Grape, both of which he got. Michelle Pfeiffer was literally vacuum sealed into her Catwoman costume in Batman Returns.
Nice beaver.
No,
thank you.
Not.
I just had it stuffed.
Not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Help you with that.
Eli Roth was inspired to write Hostel. This is frightening. After hearing about a website in Thailand, I said Thailand.
Hello.
Hi. Where you could pay $10,000. This is to shoot someone. That's, oh my lord. Megan, how do you pronounce her name?
Megan Mullally.
Okay, so she was, she played Karen Walker from Will and Grace. She was hired to voice an undisclosed character in the movie Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo. But she was ultimately fired because they wanted her to use that Karen Walker voice from Will and Grace, and she refused. And then number 1 on the list, It, Chapter 2, used a record 5,000 gallons of fake blood for the Jessica Chastain bathroom scene. There you go. Coming up, we're going to get even more smarter with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep. That time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. The inventor of washing your hands with soap was called Scientifically Unsound and was confined to an insane asylum where he died. Number two. Good Lord. Number two. The first self-made female millionaire in the U.S. was black. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker, and she died in 1919, shortly after becoming a millionaire, selling beauty and hair products specifically designed for black ladies. All right, now, I want to know, how much was $1 million worth in 1919 by today's money standards? How much would $1 million? I know, I'm Captain Slow. $1 million be worth today? Oh, $1 million in 1919 be worth today. Oh my. It'd be worth at least 18. It would be the equivalent of 18,196,300. Oh, let's get some music in here. Where's the music? There we go. The phrase, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all," comes from Lord Tennyson's poem from 1849 called In Memoriam, A.H.H. It's not about romantic love. He was mourning a friend's death. Number four, in 2022, Samsung ended IBM's 29-year streak of securing more patents than any other company. In 2023, IBM was third behind Samsung and LG. And then number five, the Harlem Globetrotters were actually founded in Chicago. Their offices are now in Georgia. They've never been based anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the... what is today? Today's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. This looks crazy. I have one crazy hair that is standing up. If you're watching the video broadcast, I had this one crazy hair that was standing up. Anyway, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Ready for the sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so we were talking about the weekend. We were talking about last week with the hurricane, and I feel so bad for the folks. We really dodged a bullet. Now, and I know that there's localized flooding. I know that you know, we have some situations out there. But man, oh man, we could have gotten it so much worse.
Yeah.
You know, we really could have. But and then Saturday we had an event and it was like nothing.
Yeah, the skies opened for the 10 miler. That's right.
Yeah, it was absolutely perfect. So you know, we really dodged a bullet on that one too. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful. We had a great event.
Well, I ran the 4.5 miler, and I'm still feeling it.
I was going to ask you, how was that?
I'm having trouble walking. Those hills, man, they surprise you, not just with the Farm Basket Hill, but they've got a new route where the 4 miler turns onto Crane Hill and goes up to Lincoln Middle School.
Oh.
And man, that hill.
Oh,
man,
that thing
hurts.
That thing is a beast.
Yeah, yeah. And I was committed to not walking, but I think my run was slower than my walk.
Okay.
I would not like to see a playback of it. It was pretty embarrassing, but I was sort of like limping up the hill.
This was not recent, but there was a time when both Tab and I could run at pretty much the same pace. Now, during the pandemonium, she went beast mode and got a Peloton, and she is in like the best shape of her life. And me, like many people during the pandemonium, I got fat, and so I could barely same. Keep up with her as is. But at that time, I could do the Blackwater Trail from Amazement Square up to Greek Orthodox Church, and then go up that hill.
No way.
Past Lincoln, all the way into Boonesboro.
No. Wow.
All the way out to almost Boonesboro Shopping Center.
Wow. And how far was that?
It was. I've never measured it, but it literally took all afternoon.
Yeah.
Part running, part walking.
Uh-huh.
But
good for you.
Yeah, wow. But that was many, many years ago.
Wow. Well, I really appreciated the volunteers. There were, you know, 10 nonprofit charity recipients, and they had volunteers along the whole route and kind of kept you going. Those are really, really important, because there are moments when you just want to stop, and they kept you motivated. So
that's tremendous.
Great.
That's tremendous. It was a great event, and we appreciate partnering up with those folks year after year. And the 50th anniversary, that was also very special. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. we have some guests that are joining us, and an event that's coming up, and this is the. What year is this? How many years?
Year number 11.
Year 11.
11 years.
This is tremendous. Tell us who your guests are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. We are delighted to have Blake Bryant and Kimmy Powell from Puzzled Events, which is just such a wonderful organization that does things year round, but their big event is coming up in October, and it's their car, truck, every vehicle show that they're going to tell us about today. So we're really excited that we can promote this now and just get the word out. And definitely they need a army of volunteers to
absolutely
pull this off.
Please.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us about Puzzled Events and the Puzzled Car Show.
So Puzzled Events is just kind of a dream that I had to help children on the autism spectrum. I'm actually on the autism spectrum myself, so I struggled most of my life with school and, you know, just daily things. So it kind of made me aware and want to help children, for they didn't have the same struggle. So that's, I take every day and try to help one child a day at least, for they don't have to struggle, because people don't realize how hard it is. And somebody for like myself, it doesn't look like I have a disability on the outside. I look like everybody else, but the truth of it is I have struggles every day, and those are the children that I want to help, because people just don't understand the what they go through every day.
Absolutely. So you had this idea, and this was 11 years ago now. Tell us about, you know, what it took to put together that first event.
Well, it was an uphill battle. I started out by helping somebody else do an event, and I just kind of seen that I was good at it, so I was like, well, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I never intended to get to where it was at. You know, the first event we had, I thought it was something that we had like 70 cars. And, you know, last year we had over 509 cars.
Wow.
And made it into the biggest car show in Lynchburg. So it's just kind of crazy. I never thought it would snowball the way it did. It just kind of went nuts. And it's mostly because so many people have stepped up to help us.
That's
tremendous. Without our partners, you know, even like you, Mike, without you having us on the radio show and getting out there about us, you know, we could have never made it to where we're at today.
Well, we're the little tiny part that we played in it, we were very, very happy to do it. And still, you always have a home here.
Well, and it's definitely not a little part. You know, every person that helps makes a difference. You know, it doesn't matter if you give 5 cents or $500. It doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. And, you know, people do other things. It's not just money. It's time and effort. And, you know, we had over 100 volunteers last year, so we need all the manpower we can get because we have so many games for the children to play, and all that stuff is free. So, you know, I can't pay people to come help us because we're giving everything away.
Yeah.
So how do you you raise the money through the entries of the vehicles? Is that right?
It's a combination between the partners that we have,
right?
The sponsors. And then entries of the cars, and then we have vendors. They pay, you know, to be a vendor there, you know, and just flat out donations. Yeah. You know, we sell merchandise. We have hats and T-shirts and stocking caps and decals. So we have all kinds of things that we make money off of. And I'm excited to say, you know, last year we made over $50,000 in one day.
That is
tremendous. And I know for some charities that would not be that big a deal, but for us, you know, it's just a grassroots.
Huge.
Grassroots, all volunteers, no paid employees. You know, we all do it out of our heart.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. So the proceeds benefit whom?
Amazement Square. We have built a program there called Everyone is Special.
Okay.
I like to say no child has a disability because I don't believe any child was born with a disability. They all have a different ability. So the program at Amazement Square is for children with different abilities, and it's absolutely free. Amazement Square will shut the museum down and bring the children and their families in there for a fun day where it's not so crowded that the children can't, you know, go there and have fun, because if it's too many children, they have a real hard time and have a hard time interacting. So we shut it down to the public and open it just for these children. So that's part one. Part two, we bring that same program into the school systems. And again, it's absolutely free, and it's just trying to get to these children and help them.
That is wonderful. It is tremendous. And what is your role with Puzzled?
I'm the executive director
of
Puzzled. And yes, Blake, everyone says car show. It is a big, huge car show.
Yeah.
But it's not just a car show. We have this big, huge carnival for children. We have bouncy houses. We have games.
Nice.
We have all kinds of stuff. And like Blake said, everything is free for the children. Spectators are free also. We don't charge you to come in. Mm-hmm. We want you to come. We want you to see what we're about. But we really want the kids to be able to. So dad, mom can bring their vehicle. Then there's the big, huge carnival for the kids. And then we have a vendor event. We have vendors from all walks. They make everything, you know, from direct sales to down to making little charms that go on Stanley cups now. And then we have a food truck roundup, and we are going to have so much food. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have, Lord knows, the biggest thing now is freeze-dried candy, and we have people coming to make freeze-dried candy.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's tremendous. And I see you have a petting zoo and bounce houses.
Oh, yes, and again, all that stuff is absolutely free.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, something new that we've added this year, we've added an infant zone that'll have an infant bounce house and an infant boxed-in area that keeps the infants extra safe, for they don't have to be with the big kids. They can have their own separate area. This will be the first year of us doing that, you know, because it's so important to me to make sure every child is included. No child is left out. No child is left behind. And, you know, we go the extra mile to make sure that. So, you know, I'm excited about this new bounce area for the little ones.
We're going to have a raffle. We're going to have And you can come watch me and Blake have a live auction. Blake auctions it, and I'm
awesome.
Vanna White. But everybody gets tickled at the way me and Blake do our auction. We're not Blake's family is in the has been in the auction yep. business forever, but mine and Blake's auction is not a traditional auction. Trust me.
Well, we're looking forward to this, and you had mentioned volunteers, yes. and that you need a bunch. And folks, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and you can click on and search for the Puzzled Events Car Show. Search for Amazement Square. There's a link there as well. And you can volunteer right from the Share platform and reach out to these folks because, again, 100 volunteers is pretty hard to come by.
Well, considering we had over 5,000 spectators last year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I want the volunteers to know you're not going to do the jobs that nobody wants to do. So I've hired somebody to pick up trash because I don't want a volunteer to do that. I want you to come have fun.
That's
so
wonderful.
It's not really like you're going to be volunteering. It's more fun and interacting with the kids and having a good time. You know, my guys do all the tough jobs that nobody wants to do. Like I said, I hired somebody to do trash because, you know, my family was out there picking up trash because we all get involved,
wow.
You know, because that's important. We want people to know, hey, we're going to do any job that we ask somebody else to do, but the volunteers are going to have the fun jobs.
Tremendous.
And we feed you.
Nice.
We will feed our volunteers.
That is very important as well.
Yes.
Well, we're grateful that Share has a great following of some of the local colleges and universities, as well as just some of the bigger employers. So hopefully we can spend some time, you know, getting the story out there and making sure that we know
wonderful.
That you need some more volunteers. So how many volunteers have you committed so far of your?
Well, so Amazement Square has took over doing the volunteers this year because I have so much on my plate.
Sure.
We have got so many new things this year. So this year we got Xfinity as a sponsor, and they're bringing their mobile stage, and it's never been anywhere in Virginia.
Wow.
So that is a brand new thing that we got at the beginning of the year. Just by chance, I was in an event and was talking to somebody, and they told me that their child was autistic, and they said they were from Xfinity. I was like, great. And, you know, I talk to so many people and hear so many things. I was just like, okay, this is nice. And, you know, and I thanked her for having time to take with me, and I didn't think anything would ever come out of it. But, you know, the next week they called and said, this is the East Coast director for Xfinity. And I'm like, okay. So it's just kind of shocking, and it just kind of really happened like that.
It's going to be so cool, though. It's not just they have a stage, and they have a big screen, and they'll be playing
tremendous.
Movies and music and everything.
See if you can get some free cable. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be great.
When is the event, and where is the event?
It's on October 19th. 10 to 4 at Pittman Plaza in Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right. And that's where you can find it. And we will link things up. And we'll link up Share Greater Lynchburg as well as the Puzzled Events and Car Show. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Everyone who has pitched in to help and that will pitch in to help. We appreciate all of you
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. This is a tremendous event. And I didn't even realize that it was 11 years strong. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I really love it. It's such a great grassroots effort, and you all really built it from scratch, and it's incredible to see it grow. So
yeah,
lots of people
don't know that. We built it from totally nothing. Mm. I mean, zero. It was just an idea in my head.
That's great. You should be proud of that, Blake.
Well, I appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that you do in the community, Megan, because nonprofits couldn't do it without Share Greater Lynchburg. So we appreciate y'all.
We still have room for vendors. They can always sign up at puzzledevents.com. Also,
great. We'll put that in our newsletter.
Absolutely. Well, Megan, how are things going at Share? Are we still at 181?
181, yes.
Okay.
And we're bringing a few more in the background, but things are going great. We are today's October 1st, so we are yes. ready to step into our Give Good season.
Man, I can't believe it's already October.
Can you believe that?
No.
I could not.
No. And
where this year going?
Believe it or not, Giving Tuesday will be here before we know it. That's December 3rd this year. And so next Tuesday, we're going to have our kickoff event, and it's going to be at Easy Speak Dance Hall. We're going to incorporate Preem, which is the plant store that's just in front of it on 5th Street.
Okay.
And it'll be great. It'll be a kickoff to celebrate the fall and step into our Give Good season. We're going to be having free gifts for everybody. We have food and beverages complimentary, and we also have Misty Vincent Spitzer Photography coming to do headshots for everyone, both with just their look and also with their Give Good hat on, so that we can have great content for Giving Tuesday and the lead up to that. So I hope everybody in the nonprofit world will come to that. We've seen a great sign up since we launched it. And we have lunch and learns always. We've got, just a lot of things that will surround, that will announce around Giving Tuesday that'll come up in November. So be on the lookout for that. And things are going great at the foundation. We have grant cycles getting ready to go open for Plymouth Foundation and the Youth Philanthropy Council. So you can look on the website for that and in our newsletter. But yeah, things are cooking. So we're evaluating all the fall grants right now.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Folks can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org and also Share Greater Lynchburg. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not one of the 181 mm-hmm. organizations that's part of it, what are you waiting for? It's absolutely free. It is a great place for you to find, well, for folks to find nonprofits that they want to partner up with. It's a place where you can find volunteers, a place where you can attend many, many events that Megan and company puts together. And then you can even shop for these organizations right on the Share platform and make donations to individual organizations right on the Share platform. It's a nice catch-all, one-stop shop.
That's right.
And if you're not on Share, I want to tell you, I highly recommend it, because I know when I started going to Share meetings, Megan and everybody there was open arms, and I was the smallest nonprofit that was there out of everybody. But they were so welcoming and open arms. You know, you're not going to get to new people if you don't get out there and try. And it was hard for me with me being on the autism spectrum. A lot of time it's hard with me with some people. I just have a lot of trouble. But they made it so welcoming and inviting. You know, I'm going to recommend anybody that's in a nonprofit or has anything to do with a nonprofit. It don't matter if you're the smallest nonprofit or you're the biggest nonprofit. They can help you. And believe me, I learned a lot and have met a lot of great people through Share Greater Lynchburg. So please come to a lunch and learn. They're great. Yeah. You get free lunch and you get to talk to lots of people. So what's better than that?
That's right. Thanks, tremendous. Blake. What a great testimonial. We appreciate it.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for more information on that. Folks, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate you taking time this morning and really, really appreciate 11 years strong with your particular event. That's just tremendous.
Come on thank out, you. October 19th.
That's absolutely right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, how about we open it up? It's your audio vault for today. our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. Anyway, folks on TikTok spent a good chunk of last month pulling for a small frog that got into a Florida couple's bathroom sink, and it wouldn't leave. He was there for weeks. No, not just in the bowl. Anyway, they named him Sink Frog. He was down inside the sink, moving between the main drain and the overflow drain at the top. So they eventually flushed him out. Let's listen to this.
All right, we're doing this for you, Sink Frog. We have room temperature, distilled water. We're pouring it in a funnel, and we're hoping he's going to... Oh, I don't know. Did he come out?
There he is.
Where?
Right here.
Where?
He's coming up. He's coming up the drain.
Oh, he's coming up. Oh, my gosh. Sink Frog is free. He's free. Whoa! Sink Frog!
Okay, the good news is he made it out unscathed. They bought a big terrarium and decided to keep Sink Frog as a pet. So a mom asked her 4-year-old son to help her do the dishes. But is his reply either a clever way of getting out of it, or... is he the next professional motivational speaker?
Please help me with the dishes.
Hey, Mommy, you're 40, and I'm 4.
Okay.
And so you are older than me. I think you can do it by yourself. I believe in you. I believe in you, Mom.
I can do the dishes myself?
Yeah, I know you can do it by yourself.
Dude.
I believe in you.
Come and help me in the kitchen.
No, I believe in you.
No help at all. Yeah. I love you. Now follow me to the kitchen.
All right. We have a very important announcement. It's a 2024 Taco Day update. National Taco Day has been shifted to October 1st this year. So that means, yes, it's today. It used to be October the 4th. In previous years. So if it falls on a Tuesday going forward, it will now be on the first Tuesday in October. So with that, we have this.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Yeah, okay, fine. Let's see. What else? We'll skip that one. Let's stick with food. Would you try this? A new 3-ingredient sandwich is trending, but it's probably going to be a hard sell. Quite frankly, I would eat this. It's bread, cream cheese, and green olives. Here's TikToker Jim Behrman making one and trying it.
I saw this olive and cream cheese sandwich recipe on the Bon Appetit website earlier this week, but this sandwich, 3 ingredients. Simple white bread from the grocery store, green olives roughly chopped into pebble-sized pieces, and a generous swipe of cream cheese on each side. It's hardly a new idea. The author of this recipe says that when he first posted about the sandwich, commenters shared their reminiscences about olive and cream cheese sandwiches they'd eaten at their grandmother's knees in decades past. Nostalgia, for many people, may be a secret and critical 4th ingredient of this sandwich.
Maybe. All right. Let's skip that. We're going to play that later. In the world of sports, Pete Rose passed away yesterday. He was 83. There's no word on the cause of death. Pete is still Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader and holds several other records. Here he is on September 11th, 1985, passing Ty Cobb to become baseball's hit king.
Everybody on their feet here in Cincinnati and a worldwide television audience watching here at Riverfront Stadium. 2-1 pitch from Shaw.
Pete was nicknamed Charlie Hustle, ended his career with 4,256 hits. Even with all the records that he achieved during his career, he got banned from Major League Baseball for life for betting on the game he loved. Here he is admitting to it for the first time in a 2004 interview with Charles Gibson.
Did you bet on baseball?
Yes, I did, and that was my mistake, not coming clean a lot earlier. I was wrong. I just stupid. Worst thing I ever did in my life. I bet on baseball in 1987 and 1988.
Did you bet on your own team?
Yes.
Did you ever bet against your own team?
Oh, no. That'd be the last thing I'd ever even consider. That's because I want to win every game.
All right. Pete Rose was never inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's a statue of him driving towards a base in Cincinnati at the unveiling. Pete took a pitch from his grandson, Pete the Third, while his son Pete Jr. was behind the plate, three generations on Rose's of Rose's on Father's Day in 2017. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Happy birthday, Zach Galifianakis. He's 55 today. Before his movie and then the quirky Between Two Ferns fame, he did stand-up comedy with a very unique style. Here is a fun example.
Now I'd like to do a few characters if I can. This first character I've been working on is called the Timid Pimp. And he's on the phone with one of his hookers. Here we go, the Timid Pimp. Hi, Amber. Hi, it's Marcus. Yeah, I can hold. All right, this next character. This next character I'm working on is called the Apathetic Redneck, and he's on the phone with his brother who's getting ready to get the death penalty. Yeah, man, that sucks about the death penalty. Yeah, mama told me. Hey, what are you going to do with your Camaro? Okay, this next character I've been working on for a while is called the Gay Snake.
That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Firmly. Give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. Then we've got some good news for you. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah, it's time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A guy named Cody Adams was at a gas station in Stillwater, Oklahoma last week. Had to get to court for an appearance in Pawnee. It's about 30 miles away. It was a pretty serious charge for possessing a stolen vehicle. So he couldn't be late. But no one at the gas station would give him a ride. So he decided his best option, you guessed it, was to steal another vehicle.
Automobile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody left their truck running with the doors unlocked, so he hopped in and he took it. The truck happened to belong to an EMT supervisor.
Go!
They had a pretty good idea where Cody was headed because he had just told everyone at the gas station he needed a ride to court. Police caught up with him as he was walking into the courthouse. The good news is he did make his hearing. The bad news is they took him straight to jail after the hearing and booked him on fresh charges.
First responders had an idea of where that vehicle might be headed to. Trooper did believe he made sure that he made his court date.
And he admitted he took the truck, but claimed he was just borrowing it. He wasn't stealing it. Anywho's, and then there's this. Oh, good Lord. There are two kinds of stores that opportunistic looters target during disasters and other chaos. High-end places with electronics and luxury items, and places with essentials like grocery stores, pharmacies, and hardware stores. And then there are these guys. On Friday evening, police in an evacuated area of Florida arrested two guys for looting a Donald Trump merch store. 57-year-old Lance Petrasvik and 61-year-old John Peters. The officers were there specifically to watch out for hurricane looters. The men were loitering outside the closed business plaza with the Trump store, and they had a bunch of merch on them, including a Trump cowboy hat. They told police that the items had, quote, washed up from the hurricane. Police didn't buy it, charged them with burglarizing an unoccupied structure, which is a felony, as well as misdemeanor loitering and prowling. Let's look at their mugshots. Oh, good Lord. Never mind. Not sharing that. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A dad from South Carolina named David Jones walked 30 miles to get to his daughter's wedding in Tennessee over the weekend. It was supposed to be a two-hour drive, but roads were blocked by flooding from Hurricane Helene. Here's David and his daughter talking about the amazing journey.
I said, you have to understand, my daughter's getting married at 11 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to be there to walk her down the aisle. I'd have to climb 6-7 foot tall piles of debris of old fences and huge trees.
That's so emotionally moving that my dad loves me that much that he would come and go through all of that to get to my wedding.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And thanks to Chris from the United Way of Central Virginia. We interviewed him yesterday on Test Drive Interviews. That should be dropping tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that video posted on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Then we'll tag the United Way of Central Virginia and we'll tag CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, which sponsors the segment. Thank you so much for all the support. And thanks so much, Chris, for joining us yesterday talking about the United Way's food drive coming up in this month in October, all month long. And also talking about the Williams Golf Tournament as well. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?